Here's another sort of buggy question, and it's a question from Simon Waters. And he says, viruses, are they any good? Are any of them actually good for us? For example, symbiotic things. So, for example, you have cowpox can provide immunity to smallpox. So are there any viruses that actually do us any good?
It's amazing to think that this might be true, in fact, because most people think, oh, virus makes you feel goddamn awful, don't want any of those. But there's a recent piece of research been published in the journal Nature by a guy in the US called Skip Virgin. And what they found is that being infected with members of the family of viruses known as herpes viruses, so viruses that include herpes simplex that causes cold sores, also Epstein-Barr virus that causes glandular fever, and CMV, which causes a glandular fever-like illness. When they infected mice with the rodent equivalent of those infections, they found the mice had a much better immune system than mice that hadn't been infected before. And to prove this, they infected the mice after they'd been infected with these viruses with the bacteria that caused the plague. We've been looking at that earlier today. And also Listeria, one of the bugs that grows in the fridge, soft cheeses, that kind of thing. We've been talking about fridge amplifying bacteria. There's another one. And these mice were 100% protected when they actually had these bacteria challenged against them, compared with animals that had never been infected with these herpes viruses. And when the researchers studied the mice, they found they made molecules called interferon gamma at a much higher level, which stimulates the immune system. And so what they think is going on is that your body, because we've been infected with herpes viruses for millions of years, what they think is going on is that the body has begun to rely on the virus going into you and providing additional gene functions, which our body no longer has. And this stimulates the immune system and we get some benefit from it. So it's almost like a symbiosis. We give the virus a home and it gives us a better immune system.
Those pesky viruses may be good for something.